This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Cassie, is this a question if you were being an a-hole or you are confessing that you know you were an a-hole in a certain situation?
I know I'm the a-hole, but I don't understand why.
You want to understand, like, your inner workings?
Yes. I want you guys to help me figure it out. But before, I got to grab something right quick. Hang on.
Is this part of the bit?
I'm nervous. Oh, God.
No way.
What?
Yeah!
Whoa! Right, so there are some that are like...
Sorry to do that in your face, Abby.
I thought we were going to get in a fight. I was like, square up, girl.
There are some listening going, what, is there an order up right now?
Fries are done. Sort of.
Yeah. You want to explain exactly what, no, Cassie, you do it, what that bell is and what the agreement that we all made with each other?
It is a bell. What is the date? March 30th. It's a bell where we ring in. We had a competition to see who would hold out. Who would take the longest to get laid in 2023. And I finally get to ring the bell.
Yay!
Yeah, right.
March 30th.
Knock the dust off of it, March 30th.
When is a win not a win? When is March 30th?
Listen, all right. It's the only time it'll be rung this year. It's fine.
March 30th. Woo! Okay.
Rip that Band-Aid off.
I got questions.
I have answers. All right. Let's see if they match.
Was one of the questions, did it last more than a minute?
I will answer questions about myself.
I was not going to ask that. I was going to ask, was this planned?
No.
Or was this you just looking at that hot piece of ass from across the room and saying, I can't go into April? Look at that man.
He has been looking decidedly delicious the past few weeks. And he's grown his hair out. It looks so good. And then it was after your book launch party. And I had like a glass of champagne and I was feeling good. And I was like, you know what? It's only 9:30. Young people are still awake. Let's do this. So we did it.
Because, okay, what people have to realize, and I'm not going to allow you to ask any more creeper questions.
That wasn't a creeper question.
Yeah, I know. But I just know where this could possibly be heading.
Turn Tommy's mic off.
Yeah, there you go. But there are, I'm so proud of you because this is actually, I think, bigger than even what we want to call the competition, which was my very immature, like, hey, let's do this. It'll be funny. But you overcame a lot of hurdles to do that. And you've been very forthcoming with, like, fighting about your body image in your head and accepting post-baby body and the things that you've been going through. So this, I don't care if it's March. This is a huge win for you.
It's a big deal for me. And honestly,
it's a huge win for Chad also. Yeah,
the way he
I
has,
don't care about him.
Dude, he is a bum knee and the way he ran down the stairs. And I was like,
oh. One knee.
I walked through in my underwear and I was like, are you coming? And he's like.
His feet didn't even hit all the stairs.
He was like, jabba, jabba, doo.
Yeah, it's been tough. And honestly, when I got home, I was like, oh, I could just go to bed and be fine. But I was like, here's the thing. After I gave birth and had my kids, my hormones are gone. Like, my drive used to be through the roof and now it's non-existent. So I was like, what am I going to continue on this literally forever? Because I have no desire and nothing.
The libido is just defunct.
Yeah. But things have been great with us and he looks good. And then I know I'm the a-hole and that has to do with a situation with him. So I was like, I owe it to him too. And I want it as well.
So this was apology sex?
No, well, pre-apology, but also thank you sex. Because he's been, you know, of course he's my husband and he's the father of my children. So it's his job to watch the kids. But I've left him a few times for drinks with friends or lunches or what have you. And he has, without complaint, been like, yeah, do whatever you want to do. And he doesn't get to go out much. So kind of thank you. And I miss you and I want to reconnect. And also, sorry, you don't know about the story I'm about to tell you where I'm a total a-hole.
So, like, we'll get to that in a minute. Let's focus on this.
Yeah, but it's just, it's been hard because of the lack of drive and the no hormones. And then just learning real, and I don't even say loving, becoming neutral about my body again post two kids. And it looks like it never has. I don't really recognize myself in photos. So just trying to, like, it feels different as well. Physically, I feel different.
Oh, you were smoking in that black dress at the launch party.
Thank you.
You
look good. Thank you. But just kind of getting used to it. And, you know, it's one thing to get used to it yourself, but then you're like, okay, got to strip down in front of your partner, even though they can tell you to the they're blue in the face that they love you, mm-hmm. no matter what you look like, and they find you sexy. It's still internally, you're like, literally how? Like, when I don't find myself sexy, how could anybody else? So it was sort of a lot of those hurdles trying to overcome them.
So now,
oh, I'm so excited!
Thank you.
So now I understand the text that I got from Chad saying that he wanted me to launch the book every week.
I'm more proud of this than I am the actual book itself.
Jeez, thank you.
Well, in the balance of life, because this was a competition, that means we need to celebrate the winner and yet also take a look at the person that was last ringing the bell. This
this has been a rough week for you.
Well,
going through it.
You know, it is what it is, but it's because I'm looking for the one.
Uh-huh. Yes. Ain't okay. This just a oh, kick in queen. The crotch?
I'm not just going to go out on a one-night stand because I'm single right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to find the right lady.
Don't lie. It's because your mama's been in your house.
And that too.
It's hard to get laid when you're living with your mama for 3 months.
Save that.
Just weird.
Save that. Oh. So, Katie, I mean, now the pressure is off. Competition is over.
Yeah.
You have been deemed the loser. So
we're still invested, though. Aren't you still invested?
The pressure does not feel off now. It actually feels worse. It feels worse. Like, damn, Katie, it's
yeah.
March.
She's like, it's him. Even Patsy is having it.
I'd be lying if that didn't cross my mind. I was like, I could do this now, too, and then I'm not going to be last.
Wow, Katie.
Like, damn.
You can halfway breathe. You can't get none. It's rough out here, man.
Sexless with a deviated septum. That is
that's a documentary I will watch.
We'll check back with you in May.
Yeah. Okay.
The Burt Show.